Blog Talk Radio. '12 is the turnaround point. As we get closer to it, more and more of us are going to find ourselves in a kind of spiritual boot camp. I'm not really sure why so many seem to have put off their training to the last moment. Perhaps they wanted to enjoy their life in 3D for a while. Or maybe it really was the control system that kept them asleep so that they slept through their intended wake-up call. However this has happened, the result is that a large number of people are going to be awakening to find that they must accomplish their spiritual lessons very quickly and with very little margin for error. They will also find very few resources capable of training them at the pace that they will require to reach a level of competency adequate to the tasks ahead of them. As a stopgap, this is a very short course on what you can expect as you begin your training. The first thing to understand is that you are your own trainer. You set a purpose for yourself. You determined what you needed to know in order to accomplish that purpose. You designed the curriculum, and you are teaching yourself from that curriculum. If you balk, resist, procrastinate, or fight back, you will find an equal opponent over whom you cannot triumph and whose mind you will be incapable of changing. That is because you'll be opposing yourself, which is truly a no-win situation. If you already have spirit guides or life partners with whom you made arrangements before you came into this life to assist you through this training, it may appear as if they are running your training, but actually, they are just following your plan as agreed. Even if you don't remember making these plans or these arrangements, if you see the appearance of lessons in your life, you see evidence of that plan. If you see people coming into your life at exactly the right time, with exactly the right information, you see evidence of those arrangements. The more evidence you see, the more awake you are, and the better your plan is probably working. So take heart from these strange coincidences and from the appearance of all of these teachers, even the negative ones, because they are indicators that you are following your plan. And the closer you are following your plan, the better you can feel about yourself and about your future success. The first lessons you are likely to encounter will be remedial ones. While you were asleep, your dreaming self learned lessons that were inappropriate or led you in the wrong direction. These lessons came from the control system and from memes passed down through the generations so that they have become common knowledge and are no longer even questioned. Sometimes, before you can learn new content, you have to unlearn old things that get in the way. This tearing down process is never fun, and to outsiders who do not understand what is going on, it can make you look like you are becoming unstable. For this reason, it is important that you either inform those who are close to you that you are going through a phase of self-discovery and that you are in control of this process, or find ways to firewall yourself from others during times that you are going through the inevitable dark nights of the soul. You may find that you need to make deals with the people who are closest to you about when you will be available to them and when you will not, and what kinds of behaviors will be acceptable to them and what kinds of behaviors will upset them. Do not expect others to understand, and do not become upset if they do not follow your lead and go through the same process themselves. This may be particularly difficult to do when a loved one appears to be steadfastly asleep. You want the best for them, and you feel strongly about the importance of spiritual awakening, or else you would not be putting yourself through it. So it may distress you greatly to find yourself seemingly separating from a loved one as you make progress and they don't. The hard truth of this universe is that you can be responsible for only yourself. You can develop only yourself. You can control only your own actions and behavior. No matter how much you may want your loved one to join you on your spiritual path, you must understand and respect the fact that the universal law also applies to them. It would be a transgression to try to force them onto a path that may not be their own. So if you try to coax them, prod them, or even coerce them, do not be surprised if they fight back. Honor instead that they and the universe have an agreement about where and when they will develop spiritually. That you are not in on that secret is only because it's actually none of your business. This is another thing where the best course of action is simply not to fight it, but to go along with it. Sometimes your loved one may feel betrayed when they see you suddenly and inexplicably, to them, changing. They may argue, threaten, or even become violent. Make the agreements you can to keep the peace between you. If the relationship is intended to continue, it will, but understand that if it ends, no one was to blame. In most cases, there will be a slight pause between the end of your remedial sessions and the beginning of the new sessions required for actual spiritual progress. Sometimes, however, remedial lessons will run concurrently with new lessons. Considering how soon we are going to be required to perform at this new level, if you still have remedial lessons to deal with, you may expect to have both types of lessons going on in your life at this time. You may be surprised when you master something that seems to be advanced, but you're still stuck in quicksand with a lesson of a more basic nature. Understand that the concepts of advanced and basic don't really apply to spiritual learning. There is only learning. Either you learn the lesson or you don't. All spiritual lessons are equally important when they are your lessons, because all of them are necessary for you to progress on the path you have chosen for yourself. You may see someone else who does not seem to be learning the same lessons that you learn, or who may not value the lessons that you learn the same way you do. That may be because the lesson they don't value or have not learned may not apply to the path that they have chosen, in which case it is best to just ignore the difference. Rarely you may see someone floundering, and it may seem obvious to you that they have missed a lesson. It is usually permissible to mention this to the person in a non-judgmental way. If they react negatively, back off. If you do not feel qualified to speak to the person, but know someone who is, you may connect them with the person as their advocate. Once that connection is made, butt out. It is between those two people to work through. You will have help learning your spiritual lessons. If you already have guides, they will help you with the lessons, or they may connect you with other guides who may be more appropriate to a particular lesson or to a particular phase of your development. If a guide hands you off to another guide, do not take that as a rejection or a failure on your part. The goal of your guides is always to encourage your learning and to make your path to that learning as easy as possible. If that means that a particular guide steps back, then they will. It is not a judgment on you or on the guide. It just marks a new phase in your learning. Some guides may maintain a relationship with you after they are no longer acting as your guide. Others may simply seem to disappear. Again, this is no judgment on you or on the guide. It may be that the guide is simply required somewhere else, or that the guide's continued presence in your life would prove a distraction or impediment to your continued progress. You should be aware that there are guides, and there are also deceivers who will pose as guides. There are differences in the behaviors that you should watch for so that you can tell the difference when a new guide seems to manifest. True guides are never judgmental. They never call you names. They never leave you feeling depressed or drained of energy. They never claim high spiritual station, even if they possess it, and under no circumstance will they claim to be a god. Except in the rarest cases, when one's twin flame is also functioning as one's guide, a true guide will never demonstrate any type of romantic or sexual interest towards you. Even when a twin flame is functioning as a guide, any such interest will remain unconsummated until the relationship is back to being one of a partnership between equals. Guides seldom incarnate, and when they do, they are referred to as avatars. When a guide is an avatar, they almost never live normal lives and usually have multiple students at any given time. Avatars are extremely rare and will never claim to be avatars. Avatars will not require you to make them rich while making yourself poor in order to receive instruction. Avatars have become wealthy, but never by harming another person. The main characteristic of deceivers who pose as guides is ego. They make great claims about their spiritual virtue or lineage, including being chosen by God or even that they are a god. They always claim a higher spiritual authority, whereas true guides do not need to claim that authority because it is obvious that they have it. Deceivers may ask you to do frequent or unusual favors for them, and they may demand money even when they don't need it and they know that you do. Deceivers maintain control through trickery, belittling, withholding information, or deliberately confusing. Beware of the kind who seems to use humor inappropriately or delights in being inscrutable. Deceivers always want to keep you off balance so that you will be easier to control and manipulate. Deceivers will tell many truths in order to tell a few lies. This gives them the appearance of advanced knowledge and the opportunity to make you feel stupid. Everything a deceiver does is designed to put them above you, to give them an advantage over you, to give them control over you, and to make you subservient to and dependent upon them. If you become suspicious about the behavior of your guide, it is entirely okay to ask as many questions as you need to feel comfortable about the guide again, or decide to part ways with the guide. A real guide will answer your questions patiently and without becoming upset. A deceiver will eventually become rattled, and you may even notice changes in the ways that a deceiver presents themselves, such as changes in their language use, demeanor, or even in their physical appearance. If you notice these changes, disengage from the contact at once and take appropriate steps to protect yourself. You may be dealing with a negative entity, and negative entities are known to lash out at the individuals who expose them. Seek assistance from wise friends or other guides if needed. Do not allow yourself to be passed from one guide to another in a circumstance like this. A genuine guide will intervene on your behalf if you are threatened, but in most cases, you will need to ask for this intervention, as it is generally not ethical for them to do so otherwise. Understand that it is impossible to offend a true guide. If you misjudge or insult a true guide, they may withdraw for a while, but they will understand and forgive you, and they will be back with open arms when you are ready for them again. As you progress through your learning, you'll find that your guide begins to expect higher levels of performance from you, and this includes adherence to a higher standard of sovereign behavior. You can begin to practice sovereign behavior on your own. The primary manifestation of sovereign behavior is individual responsibility. You may begin by examining your morals and ethics, and how you manifest these in your life. Do you find things that you no longer believe in? Any code of conduct that no longer serves you well must be modified until it does serve you well. Otherwise, it must be eliminated and replaced with something more suitable. It is wise to also study other people's beliefs and standards of conduct to find new ways of being that may serve you better than the ones you learned as a child and from cultures you are most familiar with. As you grow in your ability to express your sovereignty, you will realize that there is room for what you believe in and for what others believe in. Holding the broader view of acceptance becomes easier as you begin to understand that each person has a unique spiritual path, and not everyone is advancing on their spiritual path at the same rate. You will also begin to notice where you are and are not taking responsibility in your life. You will begin to understand that power and responsibility are inextricably linked, and that to wield power without taking responsibility creates corruption, and that taking responsibility without enforcing power creates slavery. As you progress, you will be required to rebalance yourself in terms of power and responsibility. You'll also find areas of responsibility you didn't realize were within your scope of power or responsibility, and you will be required to address these. It is quite a learning curve for most of us, as we have only been conditioned and trained to be slaves. But as you begin to unfold yourself in these new dimensions, you will experience joy and freedom like never before. Eridu.